Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, December 22nd. The grains closed lower with March corn down a penny and three quarters at 660 and a half. March wheat down 5.5 cents at 762 and a quarter. March beans down 12 and a half cents at 1472. The beans came under pressure here today with a little bit better weather forecast for southern Brazil and Argentina. They put in 2 days of rain over the weekend for Argentina. It looks like southern Brazil will get some pretty good rains too. That combined with the Dow Jones being lower, not as bad as it was. We closed down 350 points, but that was about 250 off its lows, maybe 350 off its lows. So, that was a pretty good comeback. The Dow tends to make its lows, midday, and then it starts to rally afternoon, and we didn't get it all back, but we got certainly half of the losses back here today. Maybe the grains will open higher if the Dow is strong overnight. Crude oil finished down 80 cents a barrel, but it rallied late in the aftermarket. It's only down 12 cents right now. It was down 80 cents on the close at 77.49. That was $2 off its highs. Corn was kind of steady most of the day, a little bit lower, closed down a penny and three quarters. Really didn't see much to there, to that. The dollar's up 25 ticks. Again, the crude oil was down 80 cents. So that might have put some pressure on corn. But it still is closed over the 10 and 20-day moving average 2 days in a row now, so that's a little bit friendly. Overall, we've got the weather tonight and tomorrow. We're going to go on a wild temperature ride in the next week. We're going to go from these lows of, 15 to 18 below zero in most of the country to highs back in the 40s to 50 degree temps by the middle of next week. I can't remember anything going from, 40 above, 15 below, back to 40 to 50 higher again. I can't remember ever seeing that in such a tight range here. I mean, we're talking about in a week's time here. I mean, it's really unprecedented. So, how is all this going to play out? There will be winter kill on the wheat. It's going to be just too cold and not enough snow to prevent it. How much is going to be the question? And we really won't know the answer to that really for several days, in my opinion. So, the funds are still short after today, 54,000 contracts of wheat. Are they going to want to cover some of that before the long weekend? They might, but they seem perfectly content to stay short Chicago. If they're going to buy anything, maybe they'll buy some Kansas City against it. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call at 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.